You're listening to the Sean Salisbury Show on SB Nation Radio. It's time for the Wrath of Sean.
All right, guys. My wrath, the NFL, I don't know why we always try and fix things and make rules that we really don't need fixing. And if you're going to try to make a rule that you think needs fixing, please give me a rule that actually works for that we need. Now, there's a lot of things going on with the NFL rule changes. I get it. And 90 people from 90 players to 53 instead of 75 in between cut. That's a whole bunch of cuts down the stretch for guys down there just before at the end of the preseason to get them ready for the regular season. That's good. That is a barrage of people not getting the call to stay, but getting that knock on the door and turn your playbook in all at once. But I get that rule because we need to have a bunch of guys to practice. We're limited already at the CBA now. We've limited practice. You can't practice in pads twice a day. Bodies are needed. I get that. The rule I don't get is the overtime rule. First of all, the overtime rule sucks anyway. It's always sucked, okay? First of all, why in the world? It's offense, defense, special teams. The NFL, one of the only sports that doesn't allow anybody else to get in soccer, they both get their kicks, okay? They get their kicks. Got to play defense, got to play offense. I don't understand why in football the first original rule was, well, you get a – this is part of the rule still. You get it, you go score on a coin flip, you get a touchdown, the other guys don't get a chance to match you. I've never understood that. But if you get a field goal, we'll give them a chance to match, and then we play sudden death, and we'll go 15 minutes. Oh, we're not going 15 minutes anymore. We're only going to go 10 because you know what? We don't want to put our football players at risk. I want to look at Commissioner right in the face and don't pee in our face and tell us it's raining. Because if you cared that much about the player's health, which you don't, unless a lawsuit's coming down the pike, then you would get rid of those Thursday night crappy game schedules you put on us every Thursday, other than Thanksgiving, that we got to watch and throw up in our mouth as I spit all over my co-host because I'm so fired up. These guys make enough money that they can play more than 10 minutes in overtime. Don't worry about the player's health. I want to know how many injuries happened after that 10-minute mark between 10 and 15 during overtime games. That's what I want to know. I'm over it. Heck, if you want to be that stupid about it, then let's just line up after the 10 minutes and at least have a field goal kickoff. Let's do that. If they don't score after 10 minutes, forget ties. We don't need ties. We don't have them in hockey. We don't have them in, we no longer have them in, we have them in baseball. We don't have them in basketball. We play till somebody wins. We can do it in football, too. They make $8, $9, $10 million. They're big boys. Stop it. And don't tell us, if you're going to do anything, please don't look us in the face and tell us you're doing it for the player's health. Because you're not. That ship sailed. We're not buying it. Yep, we care about our player's health. No, you don't. I got a real easy way to solution for this. First of all, we play till we don't have a tie because they're grown men and they're okay to do it. Secondly, if you ask most of them, they want to play until the game's over. We play, so we have both teams get one possession. Both team offense, defense, special teams. If you score a touchdown, the other guy gets a chance to match. No game should be decided by a coin flip. And then we play sudden death overtime till somebody wins. Till somebody wins. So save that. If you would have told me, say, well, that's just long and the rights and TV, we got another program coming on CBS and everybody wants to watch, you know, CSI Cincinnati. And I'm sure that's coming down the pike soon. I get it. But don't tell me it's about the player's health. So I'm tired of fixing something that's not fixed. We are this close, folks, to putting red jerseys and flags on our football players. We've already wussified the game how it is. Yes, we have. I'm all about safety if we teach it right and the referees patrol it right, but I do not want to hear that you're cutting it at 10. Why? If you're going to cut it at 10 minutes, then why even have overtime? Let's just forget it and go play. That's in it in a tie. If you really care about their health, don't even play overtime. Okay? So this is a joke. It's a fraud. First of all, players should be playing more. Second of all, the NFL offices, you know what, I am so sick and tired, and I do respect Commissioner Goodell. I don't respect a lot of the decisions, and how the committee passes this and we let this happen is absurd, and it's just another way to fix something that wasn't broke. Overtime wasn't broke, and they got it all wrong once again, and it's not about the player's health. If that's the case, on the old, you know why they won't cancel Thursday night games? Because way too big a moneymaker. Yeah, the guy goes out and gets the running back gets his brains beat in on 35 carries on a Sunday and has got to play on a Thursday. Oh, no, you're going to be okay there. But by gosh, we're not going to let you play 12 or 14 or 15 minutes of overtime because we don't want you to get hurt. It's stupid. and it's wrong, and the NFL sucks when they made this decision. It's terrible.
I don't like it at all. I mean, nobody wants to see more ties. Who wants an 8-6-2 divisional winner? And this comes on the heels of a Super Bowl that went to overtime for the first time ever, and wasn't that what made it so great? Was anyone complaining about the length of the game or players getting hurt? If you talk to players, they're never going to tell you they don't like playing overtime. If they're going to complain about preseason games. That's what you know.
Get rid of those. Get rid of three of those jokes.
So get rid of those if you're really concerned about player safety.
Get rid of those jokes. But let me ask you this. In college football, we're up to what, 13 games in college football now? 13 in play. You could play maybe 14 games?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me. How many preseason games do we have in college football?
None.
You know when they're a preseason game? It's called spring game.
Yeah.
They play their spring game in a preseason. That's what they do in college football. Turns out pretty good for them. Turns out pretty good for them. This is a money grab. It's stupid. And you know what it is? It's just to let the outside world, not the inside football player world, the outside world to know and think, ah, we care about you guys. We want you to make sure you're okay. And we care. No concussions at the 13-minute mark in overtime. It's absurd. It's buffoonery. And it should never happen. We can fix overtime. Do the college thing. If you want to do it that way, do the college thing.
No, that's not even football.
I hate it too, but what I'm saying
that's
is,
not even football.
Heck, you out of college. See, I've always said move the college guys back to the 50-yard line, make them earn a couple first downs before we kick. But what I'm saying, I would rather have the college overtime than I would this absurdity. Well, I would. This is nonsense.
No, and the player safety thing is just ridiculous, because if you really were concerned about player safety, you would just eliminate the overtime to begin with. You just eliminated a third of it. So you're preventing injuries for 5 minutes? It doesn't make any sense.
Somebody show me a stat that says, in overtime, after the 10-minute mark, we have
so many injuries.
I want to know.
How many games even go that far?
Yes, I want to know.
I don't think you can.
I want to know. Well, you sure could. You could find them. There's statistics.
Yeah, you certainly
could. Easy to find them. With all the resources and money the NFL's got by those Thursday night games they're putting on, go give me some research and tell me just how many overtime injuries there were. Just how many there were at about the 12:27 mark in overtime. You're a joke. Fix it. This rule blows, okay? Who doesn't blow is who we got next. Mike Fratello, the czar of the Telestrators, coming up next. We're going to talk NBA. They do play overtime, and they do get a winner.